Welcome to Best Fall Trading Strategies. This event is brought to you by Timing Research and Trade Out Loud by David Cosmeter and I. We're actually going to be your host today. With us today, we have Marina Villatoro of the TraderChick.com and followed by Mercedes Van Essen from the Mental Strategies for Traders.com at 11 o'clock. At 12 o'clock, we have Michael Guess from DayTradeSafe.com at 1 p.m. We have Neil Batho of TraderReview.net, and then yours truly right here on Commit Cap with Trade Out Loud. So before we begin, let me remind you that all information provided today is for educational purpose only and should not be construed as investment advice regarding the purchase or sale of securities, options, futures, forex, or any other instrument of any kind. Trading involves a high level of risk and may not be suitable for all investors. You could lose money. Before deciding to trade, you should carefully consider your objectives, your level of experience, and risk appetite. Individual performance depends upon each person's skills, time commitment, and effort. Results may not be typical, and individual results will vary. You must do your own research and make your own trading decision. Marina, thank you so much for accepting our invitation, and welcome to Best Fall Trading Strategies. And if everything is all set on your side, you have the mic.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and I'm very excited to be here. Thanks everyone for coming Saturday morning. Hope you have your coffee or tea in hand and can enjoy a good day of trading education with us. So I am Marina, the Trader Chick, and I'll get a little bit more into my intro as we go along. And today I want to cover and talk a little bit about how to get over yourself and have fun day trading with four basic strategies. Okay, so this is me, and that's one of my little people. Okay, so I have a question for all you guys, and I really love if you guys could join in and respond everything, please. Okay, so I have my chat box open and ready. My question is, who here has fun when you guys trade? Okay, I really want you guys to answer me for real. You don't have to say, oh, I do. You can actually be honest and say, not really, but I want to know who here has fun trading. Now, let me ask you this. How many of you guys actually have drive a car or have been in a car? Let me see. How many of you guys, I know this is a pretty odd question, but I want to know the truth. Oh, Phyllis, hello. There you go. There you go. All right, great. So I want to give you a little bit of a shocking fact. Did you guys know that worldwide there are at least a gazillion car accidents each year? I know it's a little bit scary, right? But just bear with me. So every single day we get into our cars and we jam it out with our kids. We have fun in the car. And I know that you've done it, and I've definitely done it. Unfortunately, it's hard to break a bad habit, but I sometimes text and answer my phones, right? So basically what happens is, knowing how dangerous it is, we get distracted in the car. And this is me on a scooter. This is sometimes how we get around with my puppy and my two kids. Luckily, living in Guatemala, you can get away with some stupid stuff like this. So let me ask you this, okay? How many of you guys have actually lost money in the market? Let me know the truth, okay? Yes, I have lost a ton of money in the market. That is not something that I'm proud of, but it is a very strong learning curve that has really affected me. But I want you guys to see this. I am still completely here. I get to hug my kids every day. I get to hang out with my husband. I get to travel all over the world. So let me ask you this. Why is it that when we get into a car where the chances of real life injury or even fatality are real and we still have a blast, yet when we trade, and the worst that could possibly happen is that we can lose some money, we treat it so deadly serious that it makes us lose all of the fun of it? Look, don't get me wrong, okay? So when we get into a car, we're not just winging it, right? It's not like my 15-year-old getting in a car and kind of guessing what he's about to do. No, we actually do know how to drive, right? We understand the basics of driving. I drive a manual, so I know how to, you know, where my gear shift is, where my clutch is, where my brakes are, the accelerator, the steering wheel, the rear view mirrors, all of that, right? I have the absolute basics down, right? So trading is really like driving a car, but it does doesn't include any of that crazy risk that is usually in car, right? But you have to know, you need to know the basics of trading or you will end up crashing. So what happened to me after years of learning other people's strategies, because I was taking their chat rooms or joining different courses where they weren't teaching the basics, they were just teaching their strategies or entering into, or when you're in their chat room, everybody's talking about trades and you don't really understand what's going on or even understand how to read what is happening, right? So you basically don't even know how to drive your own car. So what happened? At least to me, I ended up losing big time. I never learned how to drive my car. I never learned how to read my chart. And it led me to lose almost $4,000 in less than 5 minutes because I was in a chat room. I was chasing a trade that somebody else was telling was a good idea, even though I didn't understand why. And what happened is they're saying it's the right one, so it's gotta be. So I started chasing it. And by the time I entered it, it already was going the wrong way. And what happened? I lost money right away, because the real reason also is because I removed my stop, because you can't let your egos permit you to be wrong. So losing almost $4,000 that day, do you know what I did after that? I ended up revenge trading for the next 2 days because my ego was totally taken over, still not knowing anything. Basically, in car terminology, I ended up totaling my car 2 more times, right? So after that, I had an official breakdown, metaphorical, literal, however you want to take it. And what happens when you have breakdowns? You could either completely walk away, which, by the way, everybody was telling me to do, including my husband, who was just saying that I'm just torturing myself, or you have a breakthrough. So basically, I had a breakthrough. It did take me, I had to walk away from the markets entirely for a couple of months, because if I didn't, I would just continue in that horrible cycle of revenge trading. And quite frankly, I didn't have any more money to lose. So I ended up walking away. And I don't know about you guys, but trading, there's something about trading that just keeps you coming back for more. And basically what it is, and I figured it out over this 2 month of deep contemplation and, feeling like a complete failure, is the fact that we can do it. There is a reason why there are people that are making it. They are real traders that have this as their profession, right? As their lifestyle. So I decided to come back. I could not stay away. It was just too much for me to stay away. And what I decided to do was I went back to the basics. First of all, I stripped my chart completely, making a naked chart, okay? So before this, the other issues I had several issues when I was learning stuff that I didn't fully understand, is that I had like 10 indicators going on. The majority of them were just too stressful for me to even understand or work with. The other thing was I was going for really, really high targets because I was told that I have to follow these targets with the indicators. Some of the indicators I was using was like the Bollinger Bands or the Kettler Bands. And sometimes they could have a really big spacing if it's moving really strong up or down, right? And I just could not handle going that high for my targets. So I ended up losing all this money constantly. So I decided to just strip my charts. So just understand what the price action is all about, okay? And this is how I slowly started to understand the basics of day trading, because unfortunately it's something that is really overlooked and we are not born with this information. And I ended up studying it for years. I was extremely cautious now because I ended up losing so much money. So what I realized is the market, it speaks to us. It actually talks to us. It tells us what it is about to do or what it is not about to do. So it was like learning a language, and I literally became fluent in the market language. So official intro time of me. This is me. I am Marina, the trader chick. I am an expat living in Antigua, Guatemala. This is my family. I'm married to a Guatemalan, so that's one of the reasons why I'm here, and my 2 sons. I am trilingual. That's how I kind of understood the reason that the market is an actual language. I was born in Russia. I'm an actual refugee from the USSR over 41 years ago. So it is my mother tongue. However, I was raised in the US, so English is my main tongue. And I've now been living in Central America for for almost 20 years, so I speak Spanish fluently. Spanish was the language that I actually learned in my adult years and understood the whole process of learning a new language. Okay, so I'm also a traveler. Me and my family travel all the time, all over the world. And before I became a day trader, I was a fitness instructor and a travel writer. And I actually still run my site. I know a lot of people put in my name sometimes just to see who I am. And this comes up before my trading site. I have been doing my travel blog for years. So this is us, my whole travel adventures with my family. So today what I'm going to talk about is the basics of day trading. Okay. Now, what is the basics of day trading is that those things that when we get into our car, it makes it automatic for us, right? So this way you can have just as much fun when you're day trading as when you are off on an adventure or a road trip in your cars, right? Because you have those automatic, you know what you're doing, even though you understand that there is this risk. But when you have that foundation of the basics understanding, it really can make it so much more fun. All right, so we're going to learn the four basics of trading. So just like in a car where we know where the brakes are, the steering wheels, the mirrors, the, you know, the gear shifts, the accelerations, it becomes automatic. Now we want to do the same when it comes for the market. So let's begin. Market movement and the breakdown of a trend. We all know that there are two very specific trends, the uptrend and there's obviously the downtrend. Understanding how to read them is another thing, but we understand that those are the two really strong trends. However, we completely, I guess, give no credit to a sideways trend, or we think of it like we subconsciously don't really react to it because, you know, it's just something weird going on there. What happens though, the sideways trend, and I actually call it the trader's worst enemy, this is where we end up losing almost all of the money we make in our uptrend or downtrend. Little quick side note, I'm a day trader, and I'm a scalper. I'll go into that a teeny bit more. So we day traders, at least especially scalpers, can make just as much money going down as we can going up. So shorting the market or going in long, it doesn't matter. We could do it equally the same. It all will depend on the technicals that you're reading. So the sideways market, this trend right here, I would recommend this to be your number one thing to understand and read, because what happens is we end up losing the majority of our money. Why? So I'm going to explain a teeny bit what happens, because as we all know, psychology is a huge component to trading, right? It's probably 90%. I tell everybody, anyone could learn how to trade, but what happens mentally, that is your own journey and you have to work it out. However, when you have specifics that you know, when you get in your car and you're driving and there's a stop sign, you don't question it, right? You just know you have to stop and wait. It doesn't matter if there's 100 cars passing through or there's absolutely no cars passing through. It's something that you learn to the same in trading, right? So what happens when you see a sideways trend is, for instance, if you look to the left, you have this upward trend. Two things go on in our heads, right? One, when you see a sideways market happening, immediately you're like, you know what? It's been going up too long. It's got to correct. The market has to correct. So you start to look for shorts. Or the other thing is the market's been super strong going up. It's got to continue. It's got to continue. So you start to look for longs. So what's the problem there? Do you guys understand like what happens when you start to think like that? What is the real issue that actually is happening? It has nothing to do with the market, by the way, which I know a lot of us have blamed the market because, you know, we're like, well, it's supposed to have done that. Or we try to like beat the market or predict the market. But what's the reality is that it shouldn't do anything. As a matter of fact, the market isn't supposed to do anything at all what we think. The market is going to do what it's going to do no matter what. But what it does tell us is to read it. So very important. There are three super important positions in when you're trading. What do you guys know what those three positions are? You can scream them out. Let me know. What are those three positions? Come on, I don't see anybody responding. Okay. One, you have to know when to get in. Two, you have to also know when to get out. And three, and the most important, you have to know when to sit out. So this happens especially with beginner traders, and I was super guilty of this. You feel like you have to be in and out of trades all of the time, right? Because also when you're trading in intraday and in shorter periods of time, you feel like the trades are going to be happening consistently, nonstop. But that's not true. That's a misconception. So what you have to understand is you have to know when to sit out. You have to know when that red light or when that stop sign is showing. And this is exactly that, is what is happening right here. Okay, so let's just go into a little bit more of what the market, what the trends look like. Okay, so this is going long. Obviously, going long is when you're headed up. This is when you go in to, you know, one area, you want it to go higher. Also, this is an uptrend. Uptrend is when each pivot is higher than the other pivot, right? These are just basics, just kind of for you to see the difference. The same here, this is going long when you're looking for the market to start to head down. Also, it's each pivot is lower than the other pivot. That is showing us that the market is continuing in a down position, right? So for an intraday trader, and especially for a scalper, scalping is when you're going for small profits with small risk in a very short time frame. So when I have that, there is the overall momentum, right? That is the strength of the day. However, I also really love the immediate momentum, the shorter, tiny little trends like this, right? When it completely crosses over all of my EMA lines, completely changes direction, I then look for a place where I can monetize really quickly on that new immediate momentum. Because when it stops, and this happens like something like this, I've already had my trade set up, and then it continues back up in the uptrend. You know what I look at? Okay, well, that's the reason why, because it had been a strong movement going up. It tried to go down, it tried to correct, it didn't work, it's continuing up, right? Okay, so now we're gonna talk a little bit more about the trader's worst enemy, and that is the sideways market. You guys probably know it also as consolidation area, as a transition area, as an exhaustion pattern, or just flat, whatever you want to call it. You need to understand how to spot it, and you have to stay away. So it's funny because everybody's like, oh, you're so patient, how can you do that? I'm the least patient person at this point, but I've learned the really hard way, losing, I would say, the majority of my money, probably because I was constantly trying to predict when, you know, the market is going down and it comes to this sideways movement. I'm like, okay, well, it's got to continue down. Or like I was saying, oh, it's got to go up. So I was constantly getting into the wrong trade. I was not sitting out. I was not waiting for the confirmation. Okay, so here's a good example of a consolidation area, which turned into a transition area. Basically, transition area is literally the same thing. The only difference is that you actually have a transition in a trend, right? So now, instead of looking going down, you actually have confirmation that it's going up, right? Oh, what did I just do? Sorry, I just lost you guys. Oh, there we go. That was weird. Okay, so here's another view of what the market looks like, right? Consolidation area going up. So again, you don't want to be predicting what's going to happen. That is not for us to care or to even worry about, to be honest with you. The only thing we need to know as traders is that right now we are in a consolidation area, and we need to see what is the next word, what is the next action the market is going to let us in on and let us know what they're doing, right? Here's a mini consolidation. They are just the same. They're call them interim areas. A scalper, if it retraces this much, I would have been already stopped out because I go in for very small risk and very small targets, right? But they're quick, and then I could put in more contracts. And also, at this point, my trades are around 90% probability because I am insanely conservative. I do not care if the market is going to be going for hundreds of points if it's not telling me what I'm looking for. And I'm okay with that because we don't need to get greedy. And I don't even want to go into the greed aspect of trading, which I know the majority of us have been there. And I'll get into that a teeny bit more. So here's more of the sideways markets, what they look like, right? Sometimes they can move. And when they move, you want to be in on the first movement if you have the confirmation before it does it again, right? So how do we start to understand these, I guess you could call them areas, but these sideways markets? So we have to understand areas, okay? The market, it is one of their main things that shows us is areas. And once we understand those areas, we need to really, really respect it, okay? So what are the main areas? We have a support area. What support area is the floor of a trend. So you're going pretty strong down. All of a sudden, this is happening. It's not really going anywhere, right? It kind of came to the end. So what I like to do is I like to extend this area out because the market has a way of revisiting that same area over and over and over again. And when it revisits it, maybe several hours later or even the next day, you want to be prepared and understand saying, oh, you know what? That's been an area that the market respected from before, right? So here's another support area. Support areas could happen like this and continue in the same direction, or they could really change the whole movement of the market. This is what a sideways market looks like. So we also have a resistance area. Resistance areas are ceilings, right? They are the ceiling of a trend. So basically when you're going up, boom, it stops you. So this is actually a channel. I just wanted to focus on the resistance here. But if you have it drawn out here, there's a support area as well. And this becomes a pretty strong channel, right? Okay. My absolute favorite, reversal areas and divergences. These are, to me, this is words that people, the majority of traders, and I've worked with so many traders who start to take my, like, my basic course, like not the basic course, but basic language. And they're like, you know what? I can't believe how I've never watched reversals. And now I'm looking back at all of my charts that I was using. 99% of the time, reversal area tells you to stop and not to get into a new trade. Like, that's how powerful these words are. What are reversal areas? They're double tops, double bottoms, triple bottoms. Head and shoulders are reversal patterns. They're not my favorite. However, they can be indicative, right? But when you couple it with a divergence, so let me give you a quick overlay of my chart so you guys are kind of on the same page. Like I said, when I had my massive breakdown, I was trading with almost 10 indicators. After that, I completely stripped down my entire chart. And then I eventually brought back two indicators. I actually only use two indicators. These three lines is pretty much the same type of indicator. They are the EMA lines, exponential moving average lines. And here, these are my MACDs. And I use super universal indicators. None of this is extra software. Obviously, you need to have a charting platform. You cannot avoid having a charting platform. You cannot be an artist without a canvas. Or if you're a sculptor, you cannot have something that you physically are going to be working with. Traders need charting software. And I'm not talking about, you know, going on Google and just seeing where the market is that. I'm talking like a real charting platform. So all these indicators are universal. They're free. Anybody could use them. So these are my MACDs. I find the MACDs to be the least lagging indicator because when it starts to show me this divergence or massive strength over the zero line, it gives me a lot of knowledge beforehand, right? So when I see a double bottom or top, whichever, and there's this kind of divergence, I know right away that I'm not going anywhere near the market, right? And this happens a lot. Here's another one, which I didn't show right here. And when you can understand double bottoms, double tops, triple tops like this, and there's divergence, this is my stop sign. You know, I'm like, there's absolutely no reason for me to even get in. I know that this is not the right time for me to get in. I have to sit now and wait until massive confirmation from the market to let me know what's going on. So before I move on, let me see if there's any questions. You guys could give me questions, please. Hang on. Oh, here we go. Where am I here? Yeah. Okay. So let me know, guys, when you have questions, please, and I am happy to answer any of them. All right, so breaking out of areas. This is super important, and if you guys could put everything together with what I just showed you and then start to spot these high probability trades, breakouts. Okay, so we have this massive resistance, and then we have this massive breakout, right? So you have to understand why that happens, because what happens with a breakout, there's renewed energy in that particular trend, right? And if you could get in the very beginning of that push, it's a very high probability area. All right, so now we're going to put it all together. Let me just see if there's any questions. Okay, I have a question here, which EMA line it is. So I use three EMA lines. I use the 50, the 20, 52, and 135 period EMA lines on a 610 tick chart. Okay, so I'm going to show you what that is in just a couple of seconds, what it is, tick charts, because I know that is a little bit new for some people. All right, just a quick question. What does your trading station look like? Because one thing I noticed when I first began, I didn't have this mess going on, but I had three charts, two monitors going on. I didn't know where to look. I had two charts on one monitor, one chart on another monitor, and sometimes I was trying to look for another one. It was insane. This is what was happening to me, and I didn't even have this mess going on, right? It just took all the fun out of it because I was a constant analysis paralysis. Today, this is what my chart platform looks like, and it's portable. I literally could take it where wherever I go. This is where me and my family went to Spain for 6 weeks, and I was able to trade. Amazing. I love Europe. Market time, 2:30. It opens. It was awesome. So I use one chart, right? Because trading can be really simple. Not easy. Don't get me wrong. It's not easy, right? We all know how about basketball. Like, we would have to dribble the ball and do this and that, but it's not simple. It's not easy, right? However, basketball players make it look really simple. It's the same for us. We could do the same, and it could be really fun, right? We could be dunking those balls the way Michael Jordan used to do and having a blast at it, right? And it could be all done from one chart. So here's my chart. I call it my canvas because the reality is it's my, we're artists. I truly believe day traders are, or traders are artists, right? And this is our canvas. Every single one of us, there are millions of traders, and we all look at the market from our own way. You could all learn a strategy, just like when we drive a car, right? We all learn the basics, but then we all have our own style, right? I don't use a stock. I am 100% E-mini futures trader. That is the S&P 500 futures, or the ES-mini, however you want to call it. All right, so let me just quickly go over my canvas. So I have these three EMA lines. You see the red one, purple, and yellow. And then I have my MACDs. So right here is the zero line. And I drew these in because when you are in the live market, it doesn't matter what you know, everything clicks differently, right? Because it just becomes a mental transition. So you don't want to be guessing anything. So I drew in these lines for me because when I look to the left, I just want it to be so instantaneous. And I know once it hits the first brown line, and then if it hits the second line, I'm totally in. That means there's massive strength in the market in the direction that I'm looking at. This is, you know, just a manual horizontal line, nothing special. So as I mentioned before, I stripped my charts completely to be looking bare. The thing is, and I see this with a lot of traders, they just go in when there's a big bar. I'm like, so sometimes I'm like, well, where are you going? Well, it's going fast. It's strong move there. I'm like, but where? How do you know it's a strong move? So imagine yourself as an archer. You guys know what archery is, with the bows and arrows. Now imagine any hot, you know, top of the line competition. Do archers just walk around, you know, aimlessly and start shooting? No, they have an insanely important place where they stand, and they cannot cross it because they will be disqualified. And they usually don't like to go behind it because they know that that takes away their edge. And they have a target. They have their bullseye, right? They are not shooting past it. They are shooting at it. So in trading, you need to know where you are going to shoot your arrow from. And even more important, and I have to say 90% of people don't do this, they do not have their target, their bullseye. So that's when greed can really take over. And we want to avoid all these behaviors, and we want to be in control, right? So you need to have your bullseye. You need to have a bullseye. And that is your first target, right? So my first target is always 1 point. It's always 1 point. I don't care if I'm going in with 10 contracts. The first one or two contracts is going to be 1 point, and my risk is always at 1 point. The second I hit my first target, I have a second bullseye, which is my second, which is 2 points. But at that point, I have moved my risk entirely. And now I am a break even, right? Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Dave. I just sent this morning to Dave all the colors of my EMA lines. Okay, so I personally feel that I have mastered the simplicity of trading and took the stress and the analysis paralysis out of it. Okay, so I have, after completely breaking down, I have a gift for simplifying day trading, and it does not matter if you're a newbie or a seasoned trader. So right now, I'm going to talk about my trade setups. I'm going to just show you two of them. I have several that I follow religiously, and if my green lights are not in place, I will never do the entries. It's just not even like, it's not because I'm patient. It's because there's too many red lights going on. All right. So as I mentioned before, finding breakouts is really important. Breakout trades can literally be some of the most profitable and most enjoyable trades because the majority of the time they will continue. So just a little understanding of trends, right? Let me see if I can show you a trend. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, so we're going to look at this one here. here, because obviously we have a pretty flat area. However, it was an uptrend. So imagine a trend like this. You want to go jogging, okay? So you've got your shoes on, you're ready to go, you just drank your coffee or a protein drink, whatever. You are full of energy, right? You have enough energy that you know you're going to go for quite some time. So if I was going to bet on you, I was going to bet that you were going to go much further in the beginning than you know, after you've already ran for like 20, 30 minutes. So that's a trend. In the very beginning of that movement, that is, you know, a new trend is full of energy. So you obviously want to get in on the new trend, which I'm going to show you as the next setup. However, then what happens, imagine you're running and you become tired or you become thirsty. So you go look for some water, take a little break, you know, refuel. And that's kind of the indecision moment, right? The indecision moment, which is this flat sideways movement. So what happens during the indecision moment? Oh, I don't know if I want to continue. Wait, I have to go and do some work. Oh, I'm too thirsty. I'm too tired. Or you know what? I got more time. I just ate this yummy gel. I'm going to go for it. Boom. This is the breakout, right? This is the renewed energy of the trend. And this is where you go running again. And if I'm going to, again, bet on how far you're going to go, this time I'm going to bet on you much less, because second time around, you're not as, you know, full of energy, but you still have it. And that's exactly what the breakout is, right? And with all this strength in the MACDs going up, that's when I'll be looking for my breakout entry. So here it is again, right? Massive flatness, and then boom, boom, I just had this massive energy rejuvenation in the trend. And this is, I call this initial reaction trade setup. This is the beginning of a new trend, right? So we have this transition consolidation area, and then we have this massive run with barely any retracement below my lines. I'm going to get in at my line in the sands for where I get in, and boom. Usually this is a very strong area, right? Look at this. Boom. Super strong. And the chances of it continuing are much, much more than with some others, right? So you have to also know the different lines of trades you're taking. Okay. Yes. So I only have 1 point. I go in only 1 point, which in the E-minis is $50 per contract. So if you're going in with 10 contracts, like $500. Okay. So why did I go with scalping? So before I had my breakdown, I was constantly looking for 2, 3, 4, 5 point targets. I don't know if you guys know what that is. First of all, let's say I'm going for 4 points. That means it's $200, right? Reward. It sounds fantastic on paper, but you also have to remember when you're going for that kind of reward, you have to put in a bigger risk, right? So my risk was like at $100. So when you're going for that kind of a high reward, it will be going back and forth. I mean, it will give you coronaries. And it also hits it much less times, but yet it stops you up plenty, right? So I am now down to 1 point, because after all my, once I came back and really studying the market, I noticed that when all this new like instant reaction or breakouts, and then I have others, they normally hit the 1 point pretty consistently, right? And usually between 3 to 15 minutes is usually my main trading time. I actually barely go in for 15 minutes. I really don't like going in that long. 3 minutes or less is usually my sweet spot. Otherwise, I start to get a little bit nervous, right? So I go for the smaller profits, right? Which lead to a much quicker target. And it really reduced my stress. So this is something that is really important. Like I mentioned before, day trading is a mental thing, right? We talk about our capital, our money in the bank, and all this other stuff. But why don't we ever actually talk about emotional capital? And this is something that I recognized when I was doing really poorly. And then when I finally discovered scalping and understanding what the market is saying, something changed in me, right? And that's when I realized it was my emotional capital. So what happens, right? When we're sitting in the market and we're going in the wrong trades, but we know what the right one is, we were making the wrong decisions, we start to drain our emotional capital. We start to really badmouth ourselves. We lose our confidence. We really get angry. And, you know, we think that it only happens in front of the charts, but then, you know, we have to close the market. They close, or we are just too fried. So guess what happens? You take it out on your family, on your dog, on your friends, because that emotional capital is drained. Our bank is empty. So when I started to, you know, understand, like go for the scalping moves and really just, it wasn't even about the amount of money. I mean, if I was hitting like $25, I was was like, those little hits started to fill my emotional capital. I started to believe in myself, the confidence. And it's all about the confidence. It's all about your confidence. I know it's about making money, but if you do not have confidence, you will never make money. So I really recommend, and so many people go for like these huge targets and they lose the majority of the time and they hate themselves and they know they should have stayed in and I can't believe I did this, oh, you know, all this negative bad talk. That's when I realized, you know, scalping was really starting to help me release all that bad talk. And just those tiny little hits was just giving me like that energy, right? It was filling me up. So when I was getting losses, which are normal in trading, but if I went into a valid trade knowing, because I back tested, that it's a really high probability trade and it just lost, because it will, my emotional capital was strong enough for me to be able to manage it well. And you know what they say in sports? You have to have a short memory. In trading, you need to have a short memory. You cannot sit there regretting, because what happens? You go in, revenge trade, right? You start to really get into a wrong place. Okay, so let me ask you this. Do you guys struggle with a trading and strategy and a plan? Or even worse, not having one? Because I know for years, I didn't fully have one, right? So which one are you though? When are you profitable and consistent? Because usually that's when you have that plan, or you're just kind of winging it and praying for the best and maybe breaking even. Okay, so I help day traders understand how to read the markets with confidence and ease and master this art, which can be done by anybody. And this is my bootcamp for day trading. So you could have a plan that you could trust no matter what market condition you are in, because you are fully prepared. I also want to talk a little bit more, here, you guys could go and check it out right here, a little bit more about, we are now coming in towards the end of the year, right? So we are in the last quarter, of the year. And it's important to understand and be very aware of the holiday season, right? And what it does to the markets, right? So there's always been this joke, especially with day traders, that day traders, you know, starting around November, Thanksgiving time is then they really just, you know, they start to not really care that much, or like as being in the market, because they just want to enjoy their winnings from the year. It's true more or less, I would say. Definitely you don't want to be anywhere near the markets for like the massive holidays. But I do find that December, the first 2 weeks can be pretty strong. Again, I am a scalper. I am an intraday trader. I look at tick charts. So I just want to go back here and show you what a tick chart is. Okay, so what is a tick chart? I don't look at time frames. I look at tick charts, 610, meaning you see here this little bar with the ball. So each bar has 610 transactions happening in real time. So I was able to eliminate my volume indicator because I'm looking at it in real time. And if the bar is moving super slow, I know that there's very few people in the market and I really don't want to be in it because it's going to be too much indecision or just take forever and a day to move, right? So when it's moving super fast, I love it because that's when there's a high chance when it goes into my green light that it's going to hit my profit in seconds, right? So because I am a scalper, I don't look at the big picture, which a lot of people do who work on higher time frames. So I don't really worry that much about, you know, what's happening towards the end of the year, if it's going to go up or if it's going to go down, simply because it's for me. However, I do focus on the volatility. And normally towards the end of the year, the volatility really goes down. And that is really important for you guys to be aware of. And also make sure you're always knowing when the news is happening. I know we can't avoid, you know, Trump's tweets because he's the only one probably benefiting from them. But we can be in control of many other news that are coming out, right? Like the FOMCs or the career reports, unemployment reports, housing reports. We can be aware of them and know not to enter the markets then as well. So as far as the last quarter advice I personally give, I focus mainly on the volume, right? So you can see how it is pretty much from the beginning of the day. Definitely don't want to be around the holidays like Thanksgiving time. Definitely not Christmas. Nowhere near Christmas and New Year's. Like those weeks are just not good in any industry. But you know, beginning of December can be really strong because a lot of people want to make that money before they go on their trips or spending sprees for their families and friends, right? So this is just my own personal take on the last quarter. And actually, it's also my time of the year when me and my family travel a lot.
so I don't trade as much. Starting a couple of weeks, we start traveling for like the next 2.5 months. So I also am not all in all the time like I am, you know, usually up to like the end of October, more or less, right? Okay, so let's continue here. All right, so what is my boot camp? In the boot camp, this is for any trader. It doesn't have to be the e-mini. I also have an e-mini course that I do, but my main goal is for you guys to learn how to read the market, right? So it's what we learn in the boot camp is what you need to know before you start. Setting up your charts. I know the charts can be a real hassle and could be a really scary thing. It took me over 5 months to learn how to set up my charts. It was terrible for me. So that was one of the main reasons why when I decided to educate people what I learned, to have a whole tutorial on setting up the charts so that you don't have to deal with it. It could be done in 30 minutes, really quick and easy, and then you can move on to the really important stuff is how to trade the trending markets, understanding market momentum, sideways markets, understanding market shifts, reversal areas like overall support and resistance areas, divergences, and the breakouts. So the course is broken up into really easy videos that are quick, and you get lifetime curriculum. But the best part is there's two best parts. One is I work with you for an entire month one-on-one, because every single module you have to do an assignment. You have to sit in front of your chart and actually do the work. I know that could be really scary. I have so many people that contact me, oh, but I've been watching all these videos and reading all these books. I'm like, okay, so what's your charting platform? Oh, I don't have one. You can't be a basketball player and not get out on the court and dribble that ball and start shooting the ball. I get you to do that, and then you send me your charts and we go over it together. So how do you know you're doing it right? That's the other thing, right? Is a lot of people quote unquote self-educate. You have no idea if you're doing it right. You cannot be a musician without somebody letting you know if you're hitting the right notes. Here is an example of some of my students sending me their work, right? So here the homework for this particular one was reversal patterns. And what they showed me here, this is a reversal pattern right here, right? It looks like a double bottom, massive divergence. But if we're headed down, you need to know that you're looking at the pivots going down. These pivots, unfortunately, really don't indicate anything. We're not going up. We're in a downward trend. So watching these and seeing this, it doesn't matter. It doesn't tell you anything, right? So that's what I do. I help you understand that. Here is an assignment for the support area. If we're going in for one point is each of these grid boxes. Why do I need to know of a support area that's 10 points? The support area is right here, right? It's this area right here. This is not a support area. At this point, you've already missed several great entries. So I help you understand that, right? So in a trend, I call a trend a sentence because, right? So you have a run, you have a retracement. You have a run, you have a retracement. You have a run, you have a retracement. This is not a strong run. This is a trend. So you really need to understand that, because for those profits, those smaller profits, you can't get in here. You have to get in on the retracements, right? And that's really important to understand. So here's just a couple of testimonials from my students. Excuse me, I have students from all over the world. That means if you're also trading the e-mini, you could trade it from anywhere in the world. That is the beauty of the e-mini. I know that it is a ES index following the US market, but it is open to international markets, which is really, really awesome. So this bootcamp you could use for any instrument that you work with, because the market has the same language no matter what your instrument is, right? So these are just some testimonials from some of my students that I've been working with. And let me see. Ooh, again, I did it. Hang on a second here. I'm trying to open up the chat. There we go. All right. I'll get to your questions in just a second. So here are some more testimonials. And I would love to chat with you. You guys could send me over your questions, whatnot. Absolutely. So normally my bootcamp is $297, but for you guys, for today, I have it all for 50%. It's $148. That still includes the 1 month working with me one-on-one, you sending me your charts and I send you personalized video. It is not a general observation. It is specific only to you and your charts. And my goal is to make sure that you guys understand what you're learning, right? You understand and you could do it well. And that is what I'm here for. Okay, so please send me your questions right now. I would love to answer whatever questions you have. Let me just see here. There's quite a few that I did not see here. Okay, so Glenn, why don't you use candlesticks with the majority of the traders? Because I really like that ball. The ball shows me the individual transactions. Candlesticks can become quite wide ranged, and I really like to see exactly where it is going. And it's just more concise, basically. And just because everybody's doing it doesn't mean that it's right. And that's pretty much for anything in this world, right? Just because everybody's doing it, that's a paradigm. So sometimes getting out of the paradigm and getting out of your comfort zone could actually be the answer. Or that's something, that little extra that you might need. And that was, for me, definitely the tick bars. They're called high-low bars, actually. And they're not as uncommon as you think. Quite a lot of people use them. Okay, Dave, you have four lines below the MACD lines. I have two lines below here. So this is just what a regular MACD indicator looks like, right? You just have that zero line right there. I have, you see, the zero line, and then I have these two, okay? And the same going up, the zero line and going up. So I use those religiously. Oh my God, they are my absolute favorite. Hang on a second here. Okay. Okay, here, other support programs. So no, Phyllis, I am going to be starting a chat room. Well, I don't want to say chat room, a trading analysis room once I'm back from my travels, which could either be mid-January or February. I'm still kind of not sure, because a lot of the times we travel for my children's competitions and they might have a competition in end of January. So once I'm back in February, for sure, I'm going to start a trading analysis live trading room, so we could go over everything that I talk about in the live market and work with people, you know, my students, the questions and everything. So for sure. Yeah, absolutely, Dave. Yes. So I have a lot of people that buy, you know, for the special and then end up doing it a lot later whenever you are ready to start. And actually, Phyllis can tell you how I work, because I'm working with Phyllis and Steve, her husband, right now about sending you guys the feedback and the response. And absolutely, it's pretty much whenever you start working with me with the one-on-one. So absolutely. So here it is. So thank you, Phyllis, in the live testimonial. I appreciate that so much. And I'm really grateful that you showed up. And actually, I am really, really grateful, everybody, for showing up. I know Saturdays can be, you know, family day and a little bit hard. So I really appreciate that. And I know Dave and Anka are going to give you guys amazing presenters, and Anka as well. I actually followed Anka before I really, really got into my trading. She's really interesting and really is knowledgeable. And I'm actually excited to see so many women traders here today as well. So please, I am here. Go to thetraderchick.com/bootcamp, 50% and off right now. It's $148. You get 1 month with me. Also, I have the e-mini course, which then I get into directly into the e-mini futures and give you the full strategy. And that's what Phyllis and Steve have taken. And that is also 50% off. So you could ask me about that as well if you guys want to dive into that, because I know a lot of people are coming from different instruments, you know, Forex or stocks, equities, whichever. What I teach in the bootcamp is good for every single market. But if you want to talk to me more about the e-mini, I do offer that course as well. And it is also 50% off for you guys. So I am just, any more questions coming up? If not, I will hand over everything to Anka again. And Dave, about your wife, I hope that all goes well for her surgery. I'm sure it's going to be great and she could rest. And I look forward to any questions you guys have. You could find me here at The Trader Chick, anywhere, The Trader Chick.com, my Instagram, or thetraderchick@gmail.com. And just remember, trading is not only a lifestyle. It's not only a job, it is a lifestyle. So once you can incorporate that into you, it will be fantastic. And I'm here to help. Thank you.